With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The murder trial of Devin Emmanuel Wright Jr. continues today in Grand Court, now entering its third week. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks reports.
Tuesday's proceedings centered on legal arguments before trial judge Justice the Honorable Emma Peters. These arguments take place in the absence of the jury and cannot be reported until the case concludes. They typically address points of law that requires the judge's direction before the trial can move forward. Such matters can include no case submissions, procedural issues, interpretations of law, or clarifications needed to resolve disagreements arising during the presentation of the Crown's evidence. The trial is expected to resume on Thursday with a second day of legal arguments scheduled for today. The trial is anticipated to conclude early next week. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
The case involves 2-year-old Alisady Powell, whose body was found along the shoreline in Cayman Brac in July 2022. In other court news, the indecent assault trial of Ricardo Taylor continues today following testimony from family members of the complainant on Tuesday. Jurors heard evidence about the child's initial disclosure of the allegations and how the matter was reported to authorities. On Tuesday afternoon, one juror was dismissed after revealing they knew a key witness, leaving a 6-member jury to hear the case. The trial resumes in the main court building. In other news, the Central Planning Authority is meeting today with several proposed developments up for discussion. There is a contested application for a mixed-use development consisting of 4 commercial buildings with 2 restaurants/bars and a pool on West Bay Road. In its analysis, the planning department has flagged that there is, quote, currently a historical building on the property, and the applicant has not noted if it will be demolished or relocated. The CPA will then consider an application for an 8-story mixed-use building, pool and gym on Mary Street. No objections there. The Cayman Islands Airports Authority is asking the board to approve its application to clear 189 square feet of land to create 533 parking spaces at Owen Roberts International Airport. The subject property is located on the east side of the existing airport parking. The Department of Environment has flagged that the site is environmentally sensitive because it contains tidally flooded mangrove forest and woodland. There's an uncontested pitch for 2 pickleball courts and a cabana on Bonapanu Road in West Bay. While in a separate application, Pickleball Cayman is pitching to modify planning permission of its approved roofed pickleball and paddle courts. Life Studio Enterprises is also hoping the CPA will approve its change of use from retail to a commercial gym. You can find today's full meeting minutes at planning.ky. And government marks a record year for summer interns as students take wide advantage of the Work Experience Program, including CIDTV's Naya Roberts.
This summer has marked the largest cohort of young Caymanians participating in the Cayman Islands Government Summer Internship Program, with more than 180 interns benefiting from this valuable work experience opportunity. From May through September, interns are placed across the civil service and with private sector partners, where they're able to gain hands-on work experience, take part in immersive activities like field trips, and collaborate meaningfully with colleagues. As an intern myself, I've found the experience to be essential. It has provided me with real-world insight into the workplace while helping me develop practical skills and expand my professional network.
Running May 1st through September 30th, the program places interns in roles spanning 45 civil service entities and 17 private organizations. In regional news, Delta Airlines reportedly is ending service to the Caribbean nation of St. Vincent and the Grenadines next month, with no plans to resume the route. Delta said in a statement, quote, the final scheduled flight will operate on September 5th, and the route will not return as previously planned on December 19th. The airline did not offer a specific explanation as to why it was canceling this route, saying only that it, quote, routinely evaluates a variety of factors when making network decisions, including customer demand, seasonality, aircraft availability, operating costs, and broader operational considerations. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says a massive wave of Russian strikes on the capital Kyiv and its surrounding region has killed 17 people and injured 44 others. Reports say 8 people died at a train station in eastern Kyiv. Mr. Zelensky said lives could have been saved by ballistic missile interceptors. Germany's Interior Ministry says a plane collided with an unidentified object mid-air near Leipzig airport overnight. Police also found a drone on the ground at the airport. They say a bomb disposal robot was used to investigate. German media reports say it was found near a Ukrainian aircraft. BBC News.